This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. The bracket of Hughes has tipped off. We've had one, two, three. We've had like six winners already. We will have two regions with the first round done today as the real tournament tips off in a little bit. Welcome back. 215-592-9494. Is it important for the Phillies to win the division? Yes, I believe it is. Hugh Douglas does not. The Phillies last couple years, they won the division. Last year, obviously did not win it in 22 or 23, but did go further in the postseason those years. And do you think it's important the Eagles add a veteran on the defensive side of the football? It's become a very young unit. BG retiring really kind of cemented the losses they've had the last couple years of vets. Now with Slay, Fletcher last year, BG as well this year. All right, before we go any further, though, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls on your Hugh vote and your take on the Phillies and the Eagles. Hugh, we got some changes potentially coming.
Changes.
Yep, in the NFL. So next week is the annual NFL league meetings. So that means teams could propose potential rule changes.
That's in Florida, like, right?
I think it's in Palm Beach, yeah.
Yeah, they get the. Is that, wait a minute, Palm Beach, where is that? Like, as
Florida.
A, I'm saying, what, is it close to the water? Like, you know what I mean?
But it says beach.
Well, yeah, because it's like, no, because I'm trying to figure out, because you know they got them yakutas. They get to drive their little yakutas.
You want me to look up a map of Palm Beach?
Context clues, I mean.
All right, Palm Beach.
Yeah, Palm Beach, you know, that probably would have been the biggest clue. Right I ain't thinking about you, Kyle.
Hugh, it is absolutely on the water.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cause they're gonna have their little yakutas and stuff out there, man. They're gonna be doing it big. Cause didn't when we were at the Super Bowl, Shad Khan.
Yeah, he came in his yakuta.
He came in his yakuta. It's like big baller, shot caller.
You know what we should do? I'm saying this after
Jeffrey Lurie has a yakuta.
Yeah, we were given the opportunity to go to spring training a couple days ago. We should try to weasel our way to a Palm Beach trip for the NFL owners meeting.
I was just thinking that. And get on a yakuta?
Yeah, sneak
I've
on.
I've never been on one. Well, I don't know about sneaking on.
You weren't big on being on the water.
I mean, no, we're not going out to sea.
Well.
I can get on the dock. That's what I was trying to figure out, like on the dock.
On a yacht, you're on the water.
No, but I'm saying, I'm at the dock, though.
Well, hold on, let me ask you a question. You're on the yacht. And the thing starts taking off. What are you doing?
I'm getting off the boat. I'm not prepared for that trip. I've been on a cruise. Don't get me wrong. I've been on a cruise. Cruises, the best sleep that I've ever had was on a cruise.
Really?
Yeah. I've been on a cruise.
Something wrong with you, man.
But all you do is eat and drink on a cruise.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you do is eat and drink.
All right. You ready for some NFL rule proposed changes
what
here?
What we got?
All right, let's throw them out there. You can react with us. 215-592-9494. Hugh, some of these we saw coming. Some are a little different. And there's one here I absolutely hate. Like, I think it'd be terrible for the league And as a fan, I just think we would not like it, even though maybe when they pass it, you say, ah, yeah, it's logical. All right, so let's go through the proposed rule changes, the big ones. Hugh, we knew this was coming. The Green Bay Packers have proposed a ban of the tush push. And the way they worded, yeah, they are. They're babies. The way they worded it is they want to prevent players from pushing a teammate that is, quote, lined up directly behind the snapper and receives a snap immediately at the snap. I mean, this is basically worded to stop the Eagles' tush push.
Yeah, they were very specific with that one.
I am curious how many votes they get. 3 months ago, I would have said, ah, this has no shot. I still don't think it's going to get banned, but just based on what we heard at the Combine, I think there's going to be some support to ban it.
There'll be a few teams, but I think, you know, if I'm not mistaken, Rich McKay, he's the I think he's the GM, not the GM, but he works for the Falcons.
Yep,
he's on the competition committees, and he's talked about how they're trying to keep the integrity of the game. I don't see this being and how they go about voting. I don't think this is bad for the game in my limited scope of what they talk about. I think it's more a competitive thing. Because when you look at it, this is a copycat league. And there's a lot of teams that have tried to copycat the tush push. Even the teams that are trying to ban it have tried to emulate it. So it's one of those things where I think it kind of makes you look bad to talk bad about it and then try to incorporate it into your offense during the course of the season that you're trying to get it banned. That's just crazy to me. Like when Coach McDermott sat there and he talked so bad about getting injured and all this other stuff. But hell, you try to do it in the AFC Championship game, and it didn't work. So yeah,
I said this when the idea first came up about the Packers trying to get this banned. I really don't think if I'm an owner or like these other teams, I'm not looking at it as an injury thing or any of that. I'm looking at it as though this is only the Eagles' thing. The Eagles are the top dog in the league. Why wouldn't I take away an advantage that another NFL team has over the rest of the league? If I'm the Eagles owners and we knew that the Chiefs were the one team that were doing the tush push and they're winning, I'm voting against it.
I think they're going to get more support than people want to believe they're going to get. Now, will they get 24 votes? I don't know, because that's what you need. You need 24 of the 32 votes. But
for one, if you're Washington, if you're Dallas, if you're the Giants, for instance,
well,
teams that have to play
Washington. I mean, Washington, the whole Frankie Louvu thing was a joke.
But anyway, just as a team that plays the Eagles twice a year all the time, you're like, that. I'm not going to try and replicate this. I'm just taking it away from the Eagles.
It doesn't hurt me. It hurts them. Right. I might as well just vote for it.
I think Coach Bowles said it best, though. He said, in this league, and we've seen so many different examples of it, you're always trying to get a leg up in something that you do. And the Eagles have found something that they do extremely well that nobody else could do. And if you look at it from just simply that standpoint, then I don't think you can ban it. Because the league is always trying to change and get better and get a leg up on teams. That's why Coach Belichick got in trouble for Spygate.
Well, that's just cheating.
Well, you know what's funny? Like, it's not. You know what's funny? Back when I first, back way when they used to wear leather helmets, I remember we used to do walkthroughs in the stadiums of the teams that we were playing against that Saturday. You would come to town, you would ride the bus, and you do the walkthrough. And there would be people in the stadium that were recording. They would set up cameras because that's what they did. Nobody, because everybody was doing it. It just got to the point that Coach Belichick he was just doing it better than everybody else. Well,
and they were winning, so they did that, so they dinged them.
But that's what I think. I think it hurts the Eagles, actually, that fewer teams around the league do this.
And it also hurts them that they just won the Super Bowl. You want to knock down the team that's at the top.
If this was something that half the league had caught on to.
They're going to change it, to be honest.
I'm kind of with Joe in that I think it's going to get more support to ban it
People are going to hate.
But, like, say 15 teams around the league did this. Like, that, then I feel like it would have no chance.
Well, then those 15 would obviously not vote for it because they use it.
That's what I mean. It's only the Eagles that do it. And if you're looking at the Eagles, you're like, well, they're the champs. Like, these organizations now play the percentages, the analytics, the numbers. Even if it's a slight advantage or like slight thing that to lower the Eagles' chances and heighten theirs, that's an opportunity for them to do it.
Yeah, I do think there's a chance this thing is tighter than we want it to be. All right, another submission. This one from the Eagles, Hugh. A submission from the Eagles to give both teams guaranteed possession in overtime during the regular season, aligning with the current rules for the playoff games. You in?
I'm okay with that one. Because I think, like Ike and those guys were talking about this yesterday, and it's a different set of rules for the regular season than the playoffs. Yeah. So I think you should have a linear set of rules.
I understand that, and I'm with you, and I will not oppose this. But there is one thing, though.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's extra game time. Like, you, what is it like to play overtime and then play the next week? Is that extra on your body? Because teams usually struggle the week after overtime. So if you're guaranteeing possession for both teams in the regular season, the game's going to go longer.
Haven't played too many overtime games. As a matter of fact, I don't think I played any overtime game in my career. I don't think I've ever had one of those.
So I know this. When a team plays in overtime, they generally, like, overtime struggle the next week. Because it's like, it's almost like playing a fifth quarter, right? Mm-hmm. So if you do this, you're going to make that fifth quarter even longer. You're going to guarantee both teams have possession. So instead of the game being over in, like, 3 minutes or 6 minutes, it could be another full quarter. So that's interesting to me just from that, how it affects teams moving forward. But I get it. I'm fine with it being fair, you know, regular season, postseason. All right, this one was interesting. Then we'll get to the one I hate. A proposal that would eliminate the automatic first down that comes with an illegal contact or defensive holding penalty. What do you think of
that?
That's
college, right? That's the one, like, in college, because I remember one time I was watching, it was a while ago, watching college football, and somebody got, it was like a pass interference, and I thought it was an automatic first down.
It's a spot foul.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know how I feel about that one, because I've been so used to that one when, you know, you get the five, you get the first down. I don't think that one's going to change. I'm not too high on that one.
It is a little cheap though to get the it's just a legal contact and you get the first down. That feels a little cheap sometimes.
Yeah, but you I look at it like this. You're supposed to be the best of the best. That's why you're here. You should cover better. I mean, that has been a money play for a lot of teams, especially when you get a good receiver against, say, a young corner that's flailing. That's an advantage. I mean, so I don't think they should change.
All right, let's get to the biggest one, and this is the one that generated the headline yesterday, and it came from the Detroit Lions. Remember, Detroit last year was in the best division in the football with the Vikings and the Packers and all that, and they fought to the end for the number one seed. So here is the proposal from the Lions. I hate this one. So the proposal is a change to the NFL playoff seeding that would largely use regular season records as the guiding principle rather than division championships. So the way they worded it is this: if you have the best record and you win your division, which you have to, you'd have to have the best record to win your division, you get the one seed. But after that, all seedings would be based on record. So remember last year, the Vikings and Lions played for the number one seed, and the loser was going to be the five.
Yeah.
That wouldn't exist anymore. Like now, if they had that next year and they changed this rule, well, the winner would be the one, but the loser would probably be the two or the three. Hugh, I hate this one. I think it takes away the drama and it takes away the importance of winning the division.
Yeah,
like
I do too.
If you're in a division that's really good, there's something fun about watching to see how that plays out. You have to play to win. Now I could see a team being like, well, what's the difference between the one and the two? We'll just sit our guy.
It just changed the way you play that last game.
Yeah.
Your last game is really not that significant anymore. I like the fact that, and they've been trying to change this one for years, Joe. I remember back when I started, there were some conversations about the division seeding because who was it? The Seattle Seahawks. 1 year was 7-9?
Yeah, and they hosted a playoff game.
I
think the Panthers were like 7-8-1 one time,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and people were upset about that. But hey, they won the division.
I think the division should matter because that makes the division matchups mean something. Like part of the reason the Cowboys game means so much every year isn't just because everyone hates the Cowboys, but it's because the game usually is the ticket to get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You take that away, it loses something. And I also think it takes away the urgency of the regular season.
Yeah.
Like, think about last year. If this rule was in place, the Eagles may have been the 3 seed. It may have been 1, Lions, 2, Vikings, or vice versa. And the Eagles could have fallen to the 3 for no reason.
So, I guess like the way I look at it is, on the two ends of the spectrum, you have the NFL, and then you have the NBA. The NBA regular season sucks.
It means nothing.
The divisions don't matter.
You know, I don't even know if I could tell you who's in every NBA division.
Right. Exactly. Like, who cares? It doesn't mean anything. I think eliminating this would be a step towards the NBA. And why would you want to do that? Like, the NFL is king when it comes to the importance of the regular season. It's lame on the Lions' end. Like, what are you doing?
And they won it last year.
Right.
Yeah. It does. It would take away the urgency. Like, down the stretch last year, we kept paying attention to that division because we knew it would impact the Eagles and the 1 seed. If they're all just going to see them by record, then it's like, all right. Then that last game doesn't have that same significance. I hate that one. 215-592-9494. All right, your chance to weigh in on all this. And, of course, to be part of the bracket of Hughes. They're about to tip the real NCAA tournament in a few minutes. We've tipped ours. All right, so let's update everyone on the results. Then we'll go back to the phones on the Phils, on the Eagles, and the NFL potential rule changes here. In an upset. No Coat Douglas knocked out Pop Pop Douglas at 13-4. Homeless Hugh moves on over Rabbit Hole Hugh. Ear Hustle Douglas took out Excuse Maker. Gassy Hugh, who really has a shot here to make some noise. In
that
Hugh's
going stay there. And you keep playing that, but I didn't fart though.
Took out Sellout Hugh. Victim Douglas took out the Great. I'm disappointed in the Great Reverend Douglas.
Yeah,
I was hoping that outfit could come back for the Final Four.
Like a tent.
And Snitch Douglas took out Filibuster Douglas. And then Walk It Back Hugh took out Scrooge McDouglas. Let's get to the phones
like
here.
Snitch Douglas, man.
I know. Snitch Douglas is good. We'll give you a matchup. But then you're called Jim in Washington Township. Hey, Jim.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, so I was just talking about the rule changes. The first one I was going to talk about is Detroit. Like, they had the lowest seed. So why even complain about this? Like, your producer said, like, what are you doing? Like, what's the point?
Well, you know what I'm thinking now ahead? Like, that division's probably going to be good again. It's almost like they're setting it up where they don't want to be the 5 seed this year if they don't win their division. Like, just go win the division.
Exactly. I mean, but even if you are the 5 seed, you're probably going to be playing a lesser team anyway, I would assume, if the division's so good. Like,
sure.
Meaning like,
yeah. But to be fair, last year the Vikings fell to the 5, and then they got beat up on the road in their first round game against the Rams. So I understand why a team would want the home game, but like I just think it hurts the regular season product.
Yeah, and as far as the tush push, I was saying, I mean, it's almost like saying like a receiver is better than all the other receivers in the league. Let's eliminate him from the league. I mean, just because the Eagles do the tush push better than everyone, getting rid of it is asinine to me.
It is, Jim. Sometimes these rule proposals, I'm like, who's making them? Is it people in the front office? Is it the coaching staff? Like, I'm not sure if each team has a competition person that they put on the committee, but I hate the one with the you know, change of the playoff format. I don't like that at all.
Same here.
Are you ready for a Hugh Douglas matchup, Jim? Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Let's go to an 8-9 matchup here. Love Dr. Douglas or Gamer Hugh, who we hear about playing his video games a lot. Love Doctor or Gamer Hugh?
Love Doctor.
Love Dr. Douglas. Moving on.
Gamer Hughes took an L.
Yeah, crazy. Gamer Hughes out. Jim, good phone call. All right, Love Doctor in.
So, like, to Jim's point about receiver being better than everybody else, like, eliminate him. Mm-hmm. Say, and this is, you know, totally out there. What if you were like, you could take Micah Parsons off the Cowboys? I'd vote for that.
I'd vote immediately. I mean, I would put him on the Eagles.
Well, of course you would.
But you would take him off the Cowboys. Yeah, right. Like, just like a strength.
You could take away a team's best player. It's akin to that, I think.
It sounds to me like you have a little bit of a twinge of fear this thing might get passed.
Oh yeah. No, I legitimately think that would be the mindset around the league. Like, with a lot of these owners, it's like, why? Like, what benefit do I have to keep this? I don't use it.
Yeah, I mean, look.
It benefits me more to eliminate it.
Well, to your point, a team that actually uses it is Buffalo, and they still want it banned. So, like, if the few teams that use it along with the Eagles want it banned.
The irony, that one to me is ironic.
Yeah, I think Sean McDermott disappointed you when we talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, because it didn't make any sense. And you said it was so much vinegar. You know, like, you were salty. He's like, it's making players, it's hurting players or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's like, damn, dog, didn't you just try to do it with your quarterback?
Over and over.
Yes. It's kind of, it's weird. But he's had some miscues over the last couple of years. When you look at him, you'd be like, dog, you really just kind of talking out the side of your neck a little bit.
Yeah, I think less might be more for Sean when it comes to speaking. Yeah. Ken and Cinnamon, it's up. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
So, two things on the rule changes before the other topics, the Eagles and the Phillies. Kyle hit the nail right on the head. So,
as always.
Because my first thought when I heard this rule change proposal was anything that makes the NFL more like the NBA is something I don't want to do. And that's exactly what it is. It turns the NFL into the NBA. So stay away from that. That's the third rail of professional sports. So, you know, the veteran in the locker room, I'm reminded of last year, I think it was OTAs, when they reported for OTAs, but it was shortly after Fletch retired. And Jordan Davis said, you know, there's nobody coming through that door to save the day. Like, Fletch retired. He was the guy. He's gone. There's nobody walking through that door to save the day. It's on us. At some point, you've got to turn that room over to these third and fourth year guys to be those veterans rather than go out and get some guy simply to be, you know, the older guy in the locker room, you know, who's, you know, presumably going to be the voice of reason. But not in every case. And, you know, I think the guys like the third and fourth, I think Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter are ready to be leaders on that defensive line. I think Reed Blankenship is a good spot to be a leader in that, you know, safety room and in the defensive secondary. And at some point, you got to let these guys be the leaders in that room. And this, to me, is the year. Like, so to bring a veteran guy in, just to bring a veteran voice in, I mean, they just brought the corner in. His name is escaping
Adoree Jackson.
Adoree Jackson, yeah. I mean, it's good to have a guy like that come in and compete to push a guy like Kelee Ringo, who I think is the guy they want to win the job. But, you know, at some point, these third and fourth year guys have to be grown men and have to be veterans, and you have to lean in on them. And this feels to me like the year to do it.
Yeah, and that was fair. And some of them may be more mature than we realize. I mean, look, they just won, and they played great to do it. And like I look at Nolan Smith, Ken. If they don't bring anybody else in, it feels like just every time I hear him talk, I'm reminded of a young Brandon Graham. He's got that personality, and it seems like they gravitate towards him. So it wouldn't surprise me if it becomes him. Ken, what do you think on the Phils? Is it important to win the division?
I don't think the Phillies think it's important to win the division. I mean, this notion that the bye is somehow put you at a disadvantage, I don't buy that. I mean, you know, three out of the last – since this format started, the only team that hadn't had a bye that won the World Series was when Texas and Arizona played each other in the World Series, and neither of them had a bye. The Astros won two straight World Series coming off a bye. The Dodgers won last year with a bye. The Phillies did not lose to the Mets last year because of a bye. But I'll tell you can't understate the impact it has on a team. Like, and this goes back to like last year in spring training when Bryce was talking about some of the pitchers that were out there, like Blake Snell, and I think the only one was Jordan Montgomery, if my memory serves.
Yes, yep.
But And you know, he specifically said, you know, let's go out and get those guys. And people took that as a swat at Christopher Sanchez and Taiwan Walker. Christopher Sanchez, obviously not deserved. But the impact that it has on a baseball team over 162-game season, if you're ever handing the ball to Taiwan Walker every fifth day, you are telling the other eight guys in that lineup, like, we are not serious about winning this baseball game today. It is tanking every fifth day. And I think that beyond just the impact of that game and, you know, the fact that every fifth day we're not really giving ourselves a chance to win the game when we hand the ball to Taiwan Walker, it tells the team beyond that, like, yeah, we don't take this too seriously. And to me, the mere fact that here we are and we're getting ready to have opening day and we're still talking about having Taiwan Walker in the rotation, we're still talking about Johan Rojas being a contributing part of this baseball team, it becomes more and more difficult to take Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson seriously about, you know, being World Series contenders. And I don't know how you could be one of the players on that team that is expected to carry that team and not feel the same way.
Well, and the Walker thing is about to rear its ugly head, unfortunately, because it sounds like Rangers might start the year on the injured list. So we're probably going to see him a week or two from now, and I'm not looking forward to it. Ken, are you ready for your matchup of Hughes?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's move to the top right bracket. The music is the best part. Let's go to this. The 3-seed, D-list actor Douglas, or 14-seed Professor Hugh. D-list Douglas or Professor Hugh?
Oh, I'm going D-list all the way.
Yeah, D-list is the right. I think that one, that's got real potential. Ken, we appreciate it.
I mean, after his dominant role in the film Limitless.
Yes.
Oh. Hey, man, these Tubi movies, but if I had time, I'd be doing the Tubi movies right now.
Again,
I know people.
This comes up all the time. You have personal time.
I mean, I'm just saying, I've been busy.
Busy?
Yeah. Do these Tubi movies.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you want to be a C-list actor one day or a B, you better get on and get on those movies. 215-592-9494. Before we hit this, I just wanted to say we found out that a listener of ours, one that used to call me all the time at night, Jabbo in Horsham, has passed on. So anytime, listen, we lose someone part of our community, we want to mention and say something about them. Jabbo called me a lot. I think he called this show. I remember him not recently.
I've taken him a few times.
Yeah,
I
remember him on this show. But I remember him a lot when I was on at night. So just condolences out to Jabbo's family. And anytime someone from our community here is no longer with us, we want to mention it because the listeners and the callers make this station what it is. So Jabbo, you were a great caller. Appreciate you and condolences to your family. 215-592-9494. A lot on the table for you to react to the potential NFL rule changes, including the tush push, the Phillies in the division, and do the Eagles need a veteran here? And we'll give you a Hugh matchup with your calls. Plus, we did tease it earlier. The Phillies are involved in a lawsuit. We'll explain that next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.